Will you leave a positive legacy to those you love and preserve your assets?
Who will advocate for you if you reach a stage in life where you cannot represent yourself? Is your estate plan solid? If not, assets could be lost, estate taxes levied, and family conflict may be your legacy. Hi, I'm Washington State Attorney Steve Waltar, and for the last 25 years, my firm, Legacy Estate Planning, has helped thousands of clients avoid conflict, chaos, and court by creating customized estate plans. A good estate plan provides peace of mind during your lifetime, keeps you out of court while you're alive, and reduces estate taxes while creating a lasting legacy for your loved ones when you're gone. At Legacy Estate Planning, we'll answer your questions, and for those in Washington who mention this ad, we'll provide a free 60-minute consultation. So reach out to us on our website, www.waltar.com, that's W-A-L-T-A-R.com, or you can call us at 425-455-6788. What legacy will you leave?
Because life insurance policies are not designed to pay a death claim. They are priced to know they're going to lapse. They know they're going to lapse. So you don't have to be sick to sell your life insurance policy. It's another misnomer in our industry. We are helping people sell their policies with life expectancies exceeding 20 years.
Yeah.
So on average, when you talk about things you could do with a settlement money versus not having settlement money, we determine that the typical seller gets 5.2 times to as much as 7.8 times. This is on average.
Holy moly.
Cash surrender value. So that's significant. So if you're about to get your policy for $100,000 and now you're going to make it up $500,000, that's a big difference.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And I am here with Mr. Rob Haney, who is a life settlement expert. This is a really interesting and important topic for us to talk about. What are some ideas or examples that you have of how a life settlement can make a major difference in somebody's life?
Well, being that I've been doing it for 31 years, I've seen everything. So sometimes it's just to build a nest egg up for retirement. They don't need to move into facility, but they just want to make sure they have enough money to live comfortably and the lifestyle that they enjoy. So that's one way that it helps. I've seen people do incredible things. We also help people who are terminally or chronically ill.
Yeah.
We've had some people that have taken the money, all of it, and they had a huge family, I think over 40 people, and they underwrote the whole trip in terms of paying for airfare, accommodations for a week. This one was in Disney World, while the gentleman who was eventually going to pass away and subsequently did, but was feeling pretty good at the time, and so he was able to enjoy that week with his extended family, something that obviously he never forgot. His family and loved ones will never forget. We've also had people do crazy things like buy automobiles, a car they've always wanted but never had the money to do it. They've gifted their money to grandchildren, paid for college educations, as we talked about earlier in the earlier segment about retrofitting a home to move into a time and place where they would need additional help and services. So that's really the nature of it. It's an individual choice. I tell people, my daughters go to Colorado, so I use the word snow a lot. They're all snowflakes. They're all different.
Yeah.
There's always a different reason why they use the money for. And they also change their mind. You know, sometimes they get more money than they thought they were going to get. And all of a sudden they're now going to go to Europe. So you don't have to be sick to sell your life insurance policy. It's another misnomer in our industry. We are helping people sell their policies with life expectancies exceeding 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's
And you know, the thing that's so important is there might be, especially with someone that's on a fixed income, let's say they don't want to do a reverse mortgage, but they want to use that insurance policy to pay off their home.
Exactly.
Or to get, you know, so that your overall costs, you know, maybe you have a second mortgage on your house or something like that. Instead of taking out a reverse mortgage, you could actually pay off your house, build equity, use, you know, the funds also for retrofitting, things like that. And now you don't have a mortgage to pay and you actually have, you know, that positive of a, you know, lifestyle change.
What I'll add is, so again, I serve on the board of directors of LISA. I'm actually the vice chair, I was told the other day. So we do a market data collection study every year, and we say to people, individuals that buy policies, providers or company, how many policies did you buy? What was the total number? What was the total face amount? What was the total surrender value? And then what was the total settlement value for you paid for those policies? So on average, when you talk about things you could do with the settlement money versus not having settlement money, we determine that over the course of the 4 years that we've done the study, that the typical seller gets 5.2 times to as much as 7.8 times. This is on average, more
Holy
than the cash
moly.
surrender value. So that's significant. So if you're about to keep your
Yes.
policy for $100,000 and now you're going to make it up $500,000, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
And that's why we think that you should always go through the exercise. We're not saying you have to do a settlement, but we want you to have an apples to apples comparison. What are you really comparing? Here's cash surrender, here's my settlement amount, which is going to do more for me? So we
Yeah.
always say, and it's something we've said, I've been saying it for 30 years, we're putting life back into life insurance.
Yeah.
You don't have to
Well, and
die anymore.
that's really what it's all about when you really think about it. And I think there's also this pride factor. I know that those of us that are over the age of 65, we're seniors, but many of us, we have adult children. We don't want to put a financial burden on our children. And these are ways in which their dignity can remain intact. They have the resource of a life insurance policy that they can, instead of it going to, a son after they die, they
Yeah.
can actually utilize that for their care and they don't have to stress. I mean, that's even better, right? That they're not putting a
Absolutely.
financial burden on their children.
Stress will actually decrease your life expectancy. We know that. So I think in so many cases, people all of a sudden go from having to worry every day to make, to make the budgetary needs and decisions and cutting one thing and adding another. Now they have the freedom to just kind of breathe, enjoy themselves. Because life insurance policies, I mentioned earlier, they are not designed to pay a death claim. They are not designed to pay a death claim. They are priced to know they're going to lapse. They know they're going to lapse. I always use the example of the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, as when they handed out the TARP money to all the banks. They didn't hand any out to any insurance companies. They didn't need.
And out there right now, there's a lot of fear about Social Security. A lot of people are living on Social Security right now. The idea of knowing that this is a resource, it eliminates a lot of that, uncomfortableness. It's like knowing that they're going to be okay no matter what happens.
Correct.
Yeah. So how can caregivers or family members play a role in helping seniors explore the option? I know we reach out to you, but what kind of information should they have when they call you?
They should know what the premiums are. So, an illustration, what they've been paying, or just a premium statement of what they've been paying. And then we're going to want to know all the doctors that are going to be relevant to their current medical condition. So they don't have to have oncologists, they don't have to have anything wrong with them. But if they have seen an oncologist, we definitely want to know that.
And obviously, you have information. So how do people reach you, and what areas do you serve, Rob?
The entire United States of America. We're licensed in 45 states and two territories, which represents about 93% of the U.S. population. The other five states where we're not regulated is because they don't have any regulation. So we're really
Yeah.
all 50 states. So that's really, there's really no prohibition to where you can work when you're working with us.
And just to think about, if you're looking at this kind of an option, I think one of the things that's so critical of looking at your big picture is don't just think just, oh, I have to go do a reverse mortgage, or I have to sell my house because I can't afford it anymore. There's all different types of options out there that people may not understand. And I think that's one of the things that you can help. Maybe this is a good option for you. So, Rob, again, what is your website and how do people reach you?
Website is www.lisettlements.com. You can email me at rob@lisettlements.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, 954-599-4433.
And it's 954, what is it?
599-4433.
Fabulous. And Rob, you and I, we're going to be right back right after this.
Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier independent and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.